Now, in a year which will commemorate students' role in the Velvet Revolution that brought down the communist regime 20 years ago, a solemn ceremony today marked the last attempt by students to prevent the communist seizure of power back in 1948.
On February the 25th of 1948, around 6,000 university students marched on Prague Castle to try and convince President Edvard Beneš not to give in to communist demands for complete power. The march was brutally suppressed, and under immense pressure, Beneš made his fateful decision which launched the more than 40-year-long dictatorship. One of the main participants in today's commemoration, the head of the Prague Club of Expelled 1948 Students, Zdeněk Bohač, explained the march's aims and its significance.
Pochod vysokoškolských studentů, kteří 25. února 19...
The march of university students took place on February 25, 1948, soon after Clement Gottwald announced the communist seizure of power. The march to the castle was aimed at stopping a communist putsch and was a declaration in support of freedom and democracy. Here in Nerudová Street at the junction with Janský Vršek, the march was blocked.
One of the then student leaders, Jiří Navratil, describes how the communist-controlled police fired machine guns to break up the march. Once in power, the communists quickly settled scores with the students.
Here, the first time, the police actually used their weapons, their samopals. But it was only beginning. After 25% of all students of all universities were excluded from this. That means approximately 10,000 students. And in the time at Czech universities were studying 40,000 students. And these students were forced to go to, principally in the mines.
Navratil, now 85, spent 11 years in prison camps after being sentenced for anti-state activities. He and the small handful of surviving student protesters from the era feel it is important to remember what they tried to do.
Chris Johnson there reporting on the beginning of one of the darkest